This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. I'm Randall White. This week marks the start of high fire season in California, and even with the rainfall we've seen this winter, the effects of significant drought remain a challenge. KCBX reporter Jordan Bell explains how local fire crews are planning for these conditions.
Central Coast fire crews are increasing resources this week to prepare for the dry months ahead. Battalion Chief Paul Lee with San Luis Obispo CAL FIRE says crews are brushing up on drills and says the organization is reaching out to the public about fire preparedness for their homes and vehicles.
One less spark can mean one less devastating fire in another community in California.
Lee says many fires in California start from a vehicle spark, including last year's Cuesta fire, which burned nearly 2,500 acres in northern San Luis Obispo County in August. He says, of course, the rain California saw this season is a good thing, but with several years of drought.
What we're seeing is a tremendous amount of dead trees. We're seeing brush fields that aren't dormant anymore. They're just dead.
He says now that we've received close to average rainfall, there's a good grass crop providing what's called ladder fuel.
And we want to be very careful that we don't get any starts in these fine grasses and allow that wind to push the grass fire into the brush, and then it climbs up into the trees, causing a very devastating fire.
Last summer, Southern California was more fortunate than Northern California in terms of large fires. And Lee says that's partly due to luck and the weather. This summer, the northern half of the state is doing much better in terms of drought, while the southern half is still very dry. And here on the Central Coast, we're mostly still in the highest drought category. Jordan Bell, KCBX News.